Well, it is nearly 12 o'clock. That was an old voice there on radio. Marty Hall, or Marty Whelan, whichever you like to call him. Now it's RTE, not recording. It's 2:15, it's a Sunday afternoon. As we've struggled through about 5 weeks into the new year, despite the new Broadcasting Act and the offences against broadcasting and all the rest of it, still there. And after several court cases, those of you who've been following it in the papers probably aware enough of what's happening. The department have attempted to cut off electricity is the first move, and telephones, and so far, well, it hasn't succeeded. We had an appeal going on in the High Court there last Wednesday, and we lost that one, I'm afraid, with a stay of execution on it until next Wednesday. So we have electricity until next Wednesday. Now, to get over the electricity problem, we're heading for the Supreme Court tomorrow morning. That's in the High Court, or in the Four Courts. And we'll see what happens there. But basically, what we're saying is that a person can't be convicted and sentenced without being brought to an actual court. And in this case, of course, the sentence being the loss of electricity without having a full court hearing or a conviction of some sort on it, which simply hasn't happened yet. The High Court seems to have thought that we didn't have sufficient grounds for staying on, we were an illegal organisation. So we'll see what the Supreme Court have to say tomorrow morning around 11 o'clock or so. Hope for the best, keep your fingers crossed and say a few prayers for us out there. I'm sure any of you that know Ray Burke's phone number, you might give a ring, see what can be done to resolve this drastic situation. Before Christmas, there were in Dublin just one left. And this one, no doubt, will struggle on a great deal longer than next Wednesday. No doubt, generators and such things keep us going for some little time. Around the country, well, the only stations that I know of are one tricentennial radio up in Galway. There's one in Cork, one in Waterford, and a few scattered up around the border areas. The only one who's stuck it out all along has been Radio Star up in Monaghan. They didn't close down. Several others opened up after a few days when they realised that, well, things weren't going to just close up and depart the airwaves altogether. Radio North, C103, Rainbow Radio, and I'm sure there are several others. I can't recall them straight off, but fair few operating in the border areas. If we do win an injunction now tomorrow in courts, don't expect tattered radio stations back on, because most of your favourite radio stations have closed up, taken down aerials, dismantled studios and all the rest, and it would be too much to expect that they would set up shop again and start broadcasting for perhaps a couple of months until the main High Court case comes up about whether the Act, the Broadcasting Act, is or is not constitutional. Contending it's not. There are several points in it which certainly are not to the ordinary man in the street. Like, you cannot be convicted and sentenced without reference to some kind of a court case. And that's what the new Broadcasting Act allows. Totally wrong, but they work. That's the way acts come in. Some governments manage to pass them. We'll see how it goes, and we'll no doubt stay with you as long as we can. If you'd like the minister perhaps to change his mind along the way, he's the most difficult man to deal with. I can tell you that. So his home phone number is a pointless usually ringing Dáil Éireann on a Sunday, but if you'd like to give him a ring at home, 401-734. I don't mean to say he'd be quite happy to talk to you about the matter, but doesn't do any harm. Give the man a ring. Stations come along. There is word that they will be along soon, but Back in 1978 and 1979, we were told they were coming along soon as well. Soon can mean practically anything. So there you are. That's the news to court tomorrow. No doubt there'll be reports in the newspapers tomorrow evening or Tuesday morning about what has or what has not happened. So looking for a bit of support out there to help us along the way. A few prayers for us wouldn't go astray at all at this point in time. Well, that's about it. It's time for me to leave you to the record on the decks over here for someone who has been there for years and will be there for more years. A slider up handshake. Away we go. I'll probably see you next Sunday, either through electrical power as a courtesy of the ESP, or the other way around, we get it off the generator. So, goodbye, God bless, take care of yourselves, and think of us as you listen to your little radio there. We'll do our very best to keep going as long as it's possible.